It had been 32 years since the Highlanders played their last Junior College World Series, which they also won. Saturday night ended their decades-long absence from the championship game, but the Highlanders were unable to spur an offensive attack and lost to the Northwest Florida Raiders 15-1. It seemed as if fatigue had set in early on for the Highlanders, who journeyed through six rounds during the week-long tournament held in Grand Junction, Colorado. An impressive feat that exhausted their pitching reserves. Heading into the fourth inning, the game remained tied at one apiece. But after several walks, a damaging 2-RBI single from the Raiders' Aaron Palmer, and a 3-run home run, the Raiders quickly jumped up to a 7-1 lead. The Highlanders, who were unable to start a defensive counter, saw another 5 Raider runs come in during the 7th inning. Despite the loss, head coach Mitch Thompson told reporters he was proud of the historic run his team had made.
I did expect to be here. I know what kind of caliber of players we have and what kind of team we have, and I know that they have the ability to do this.
This is Thompson's second year as head coach. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.